We begin at the end of Perek Zion, page 137 in the Art Scroll, page 45, Mem Hei, in the Green Feldheim. Says the Holy Ramchal, as we were talking about last night, how a person's external affects their internal, which means that, of course, our internal will naturally motivate us. When I'm motivated internally, like we said last night, ruts means to run. Ruts also means rutzon, want. When I want something, I go and get it. The question is, what happens if I don't want something? So the Ramchal says, you can do sometimes things on the outside that will help you create a fire from within. When you have a fire from within, you're good because you just go following your fire. The question is, when I don't have a fire from within, what do I do? So the Ramchal says the most incredible words, Va'amnam kfar yadata, you already know, we already know, Shahanirtze yoser ba'avodas habore, that which is desired and wanted from the service of Hashem, Yisparach Shemo, who chefetz halev uchukas haneshama. What does Hashem want from everybody? What Hashem wants the most from everyone is their insides. He wants their desire. He wants the yearning of the soul. Humash David HaMelech mesal b'chal kol ha'toivo omer ka'ayol tarega lafike mayim ke'nafshi sarag yelech alokim tzama nafshi lelokim. I thirst for you. So what Hashem wants the most is not our actions. Hashem wants our heart. Hashem wants our desire, our yearning. Nichsifa, I yearn, I desire. Vegam kol sanafshi lechatsus Hashem. Deep down, tzama lechanafshi, I'm thirsty. Kama lechapsari. V'ulam, however, says the Ramchal, ha'adam asher ein achem da'azos ledzus boikaro. Somebody who internally is struggling, I don't have the want that I want to have. Eitzetova, he has great advice. She's Dara Bertzono to help him have the one. Kadeshi Masach Mazetiv Alechandalateva. He says, I have great advice if you want to have the want that you don't have. Kiatnua hachitzona meoreras hapnimius. The external action will wake up and will arouse the internal. Ubevadai, great line, he says. She yoser mesura biyada hi achitzona meapnimius. What do I have control over? I have more control over my actions than I have over my inside feelings. So my actions will help my feelings inside. Ach, em yishtamesh b'mashi b'yado, if I do the best I can do, yikne gam hasheinu b'yado b'hemshech. If I get what I could get and what's in my control, I will be able to then influence that which might not be in my control. Ki tolid bo asimcha, it'll give birth to happiness, internal happiness. V'chefetz v'chemda mikochma shum eslayit b'tnuasay b'ratzon. What it does is it will ignite and give you the power by doing, as they say, emotion. Emotion is motion. Emotion is motion. Somebody who sits around, he's going to feel, Someone who's jumping around, right? Someone who's jumping around, running around, it's harder to feel, Your external very much affects. U'mashaya Navi Omer, v'neida nir defalad as Hashem, because of Hashem yelchu ka'arye yishag. We just finished the seventh parak. Hadron alach is the seventh parak. Now let's go to the eighth parak. Hinayim tzoyim asher niknam be'mazrizus. I love this. How do I acquire this motivation? What do I do? Hemem osam asher niknam be'mazrizus. It's the same things that helps me acquire being careful. U'madrigo seim k'madrigo seim. And they're very similar, as if you remember just quickly, the things that help me acquire my zihirus, being careful, will help me acquire me pushing and being motivated. The kasher, when a person is amit, go there, When a person comes to the truth, it's incredible that the Ramchal says that. When you learn to be honest, when you learn to be honest, what the value of doing good things is, when you realize what is the value of me putting on tzitzis, what's the value of me being more sensitive to Shabbos, what's the value of me getting up early in the morning, what's that value? When a person realizes my obligation to myself, what I owe myself, what I owe my Creator, when a person comes to the honesty of that, it's being honest with yourself. You will strengthen yourself, you won't be weak. What can help you, incredible. Says the Ramchal, very powerful. When you realize all the good that you have, you'll be motivated. So that means if you're unmotivated, it might be that you're having trouble recognizing all the gifts. Because if someone gave you $1,000 every day and said, by the way, do me a favor, you mind getting up a little bit earlier and putting on your tefillin for me? You'd say, sure, no problem. If he says, I'm giving you life, I'm giving you incredible things, someone saved your life, and said, could you do me a favor and do something? You say, sure, no problem. How can I help you? So when a person is not motivated, it's because sometimes the Ramchal saying, when a person, as a Jew, is called the Yehudi, is called the Yehudi because he's thankful. He realizes, and the more thankful we are, the more motivated we become. The more a person recognizes how much I'm given to and how much I have, the more I want to give back. I will make sure that I'm not going to be lazy. It's unbelievable. What can I give back to God already? I can't give him anything. He has everything. So at least let me say thank you. Unbelievable. At least let me say thank you and do what he asks me to do. What else are you going to do? When a person realizes all that he's given, what can I do? Say thank you. I daven. Thank you, Hashem. Most of davening is not asking for things. Most of davening is thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. No matter what level you're on, if you're healthy, if you're sick, God forbid, a person is able to focus on all the blessings that he has. Somebody who has everything that he needs and he's healthy, there's nothing to talk about. Even someone who's lacking, at least he's alive. At least he can get whatever he can get. Hachola, someone, God forbid, who's sick. At least you're alive. And what's incredible is, it's not Musar. Ramchal's not telling us Musar. You should. He's not saying that. He's saying when you come to the truth, to realize the reality of what you have, then you automatically will begin to want to give back. Automatically. It's not that you should be grateful for what you have. No. When you think about it, when a person thinks about it, they say you're depressed. And for a depressed person, you know the best thing to do for a depressed person? Go to the hospital. Go to the hospital and go spend 20 minutes in a hospital and look, go to one of the floors, and then you'll come out there feeling better. Why? Because we forget, Baruch Hashem, where we're at. For sure, we're 9 minutes and 8 seconds. 9 minutes and 8 seconds, guys. 9 minutes, that's it. All we did was 9 minutes here. When a person realizes, he realizes that everything that I have is from Hashem. All the good things you have is from Hashem. Everything. He says this is connected to Zihirus, as we said in the Prakim over there. I'm going to translate all this. There's a quick chazara that basically, all right, we're 9 minutes and 55 seconds. Basically, right, there are three motivations. I'm going to say it quickly. The first motivator is me to myself. I'm in competition with myself. I'm upset when I don't have a good day, nothing to do with jealousy, but because I want to be the best I can be. That's one motivating thing. The second thing is jealousy. It's a rat race. Nobody can handle being second, third, fourth. We all want to be great. We all want greatness. So when a person realizes it's a very painful thing to see the guy next to me doing better because I'm just being lazy, that'll motivate you. Just because I'm being lazy. And number three, the last one is, bottom line is, we got to pay for everything. We got to pay for everything in this world. We're put in this world. All pleasures you're going to pay for. All pain you're going to get paid back for. Everything is, there's an exchange. 10 minutes, 47 seconds. We finished two prakim. God willing, tomorrow night. Oh, I don't know, tomorrow night. Possibly have a wedding. Okay, not for here. We'll pause this. Thank you. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away and at bay.